Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AgriSampo North America Afternoon Market Update. And it was a mixed day in grains as the markets were generally firm coming into this morning, but as the appetite for risk faded through the day, most of those gains were given back, and in the case of the soybeans, we even turned them into a small loss. December corn finished at 668 and a half. That's up 2 1/4. The high was 678. March corn at 673 and a half was up 2 3/4, but we did trade as high as 682 and a half. November soybeans 1408 and a half, down 2 3/4. We did trade as high as 1437 there. January soybeans 1414, down 2 1/4. December wheat 871, that was up 13. December Kansas City at 943 1/4, up 13 3/4. And Minneapolis wheat at 943 1/4 was up 12. All of these markets did finish 15 to 20 cents off of their best levels. November rice at 1731 was down 4. December cotton 8809, down 28. March cotton at 8539, down 55. December live cattle 147.05, down 30. November feeders 176.15, down 90. Hogs, the biggest loser today, 76.17 on December hogs, down 323. There was a big fund position that was accumulated a couple of weeks ago, and it appears that we are now liquidating that big fund position. November crude oil 78.51, up $1.80. November diesel 3.15, up 10.5 cents a gallon. Unleaded gasoline for November 2.37.29, up 8.5 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 6.80 was down 21, or about 3%. But late in the afternoon, there are reports that gas values in Europe are surging 15 to 20%. So there's pretty good likelihood we'll see some fallout on that later in the session, or probably tomorrow. December gold, $16.35.40. That was up $2. Silver at $18.34, down 14 cents. Dollar index, $114.18. That was up 9. We had a 110-point range in the dollar today, which, again, is fairly unusual, but we did see a lot of fluctuation in the interest rates. Stocks generally lower on the day. After a good start, Dow Jones Industrial Average finished at 29,134. Down 125, or roughly 500 points off the best levels of the day. S&P 500, 36.46, that was down about 8 points, and that was 70 points off the best levels of the day. The NASDAQ held up a little better, at 10,829, that was up 26 points. Looking at interest rates, the 2-year note finished at 4.30, that was down 3 basis points. The 10-year, though, at 3.98 was up 6, traded as high as 3.99, so trying to test that 4% area there. And the 30-year at 3.86 was up 12 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from sunny and pleasant Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.